Our theme for this year is, you can see it on the front cover of the bulletin, it's just simply hope, exclamation point, in 2021. Hope in 2021. It seems to me that after the year that we've had in 2020 and continue to be in so far this year with coronavirus and lockdowns and fear being disseminated from the powers that be, that what we need is some hope. Throughout our country and the world, hope is, I think, an essential quality that we need to have and to develop. Especially in and amongst those who do not know the Lord, and for us who do know the Lord, it's good to be reminded about the hope that we have and surely need day by day. So what we need is some hope, and to hear what God has provided for us in terms of hope from His Word. And so this year we will be sharing and focusing on hope and seek to enlarge hope in our lives and in our church through the course of the year. The verse that we are using for our theme is Psalm 71, verse 5. So if you wanted to turn there, you keep Jeremiah 17 with your finger, but look at Psalm 71. We talked a little bit about this prayer meeting on Wednesday, and if you've been listening to the recordings on the church website at all, then the first Sunday in the year, I gave a message on hope, an introduction to our theme for the year. But it's kind of nice to be able to do it when we're all together again, face to face. So in Psalm 71 and verse 5, we have this: "For Thou art my hope, O Lord God, Thou art my trust from my youth. Thou art my hope, O Lord God, Thou art my trust from my youth. So that is the theme, that verse that we are using for our theme this year. Now the word hope occurs 130 some odd times in our Bibles, but I chose this particular verse because of the bedrock truth that is advocated here. Did you notice? The psalmist confesses that the Lord God is his hope. Hope here is not an action, but rather a person, right? Thou art my hope, O Lord. Doesn't say that his hope is in the Lord, although he will say that later on, and we read that a lot through the scriptures about hope and trust being in the Lord. But here in this verse, he's talking about the hope that he has as being the Lord God. Even his trust is the person of the Lord God. Now, the Bible speaks about our having hope in the Lord, and so we do, and so we will as days go by. But in this verse in particular, hope is described as being the very person of God. And I thought that would be a good focus for hope that we need to acknowledge. Now, also in this psalm, recognizing Hebrew poetry, the style of Hebrew poetry is called parallelism, right? So one line is given, the second line is in parallel to the first line, either building it up or contrasting it in some way. So you have the same thing here in this verse. The first line is, "For Thou art my hope, O Lord God." The second line is, "Thou art my trust from my youth." So in the parallel structure, parallelism, what is paralleled to hope? It's the word trust. That's right. It's trust. So hope and trust kind of go together here in this verse. They are complementary to each other. His trust is in the person of the Lord, and therefore revealing that hope and trust are complementary of each other, two sides of the same coin, so to speak. And I like that too, because when we talk about hope, in one sense, we're also speaking about the trust who is the Lord for us as well. And notice in this verse how long the Lord has been the psalmist's trust. How long? From my youth, he says in verse 6. Which is interesting because this psalm is about being an old man. At the time that David writes this, he is an old man. Look at verse 6. Oh, I closed it here. Verse 6 says, "By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowel." So from his very birth, his conception, if you want, and then his birth, is the length of time. And now, as he writes in verse 17 and 18, "O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not." So now he's writing as an old man, gray-headed, and the Lord has been his hope and his trust since the time of his conception, if you can imagine that. At least from his youth, from his birth, the Lord has always been there and has been the hope and trust of David. So basically all of his life, David has had the Lord God Jehovah, as his hope and as his trust. And therefore, if we follow through on that, having the Lord as his hope and his trust, he is very willing, and properly so, to have his hope in the Lord God continually, according to verse 14. Right, where he says, "But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more." And so, because you can think it through a little bit, because the Lord is his hope, he is very clearly able to put his hope in the Lord day by day, all the time. And that, of course, gives him great security in his life and is able to move forward. Did you note here also the connection of hope with praise in verse 14? So hope in the Lord brings praise to the Lord more and more. So hope is not just for me as an individual or for us as people, but hope and trust is an opportunity by which we can then praise the Lord, because of the things that he does in our life. So this is our theme for 2021, and we'll talk about the theme from time to time over the course of this year, and hopefully will be a help and an encouragement. There are some really great verses in the Bible that speak about hope, and I look forward to sharing them with you. If you're interested at all, you can do your own word study on the word hope. Just get your concordance out and look for those verses and spend some time seeing what God's word has to say about hope. Now, I mentioned earlier that I spoke in the first Sunday of the year, January the 3rd, and then the second Sunday, the 10th, we also spoke out of Colossians chapter 1, where it talks about Christ being our hope. But y'all weren't here, so it was just a recording I did for your edification and encouragement. So here's a few things to recall from that message if you happen to have listened to it a month and a half ago. I told you that the word hope occurs 130 times in our Bible. We've already mentioned that. It begins with Ruth, of all places. The first place where hope is used is Ruth 1 verse 12. It's kind of interesting. And then down through the scripture books all the way through to 1 John 3 3. And 130 times in between. The Psalms have the most occurrences of the word hope. 22 times in the Psalms we find hope. Followed by Job, which is interesting. 16 times in Job's book we find the word hope. And if there is ever a need for hope, you can probably see it in the book of Job and Job's life experiences. And then in the New Testament, the book of Romans has the word hope 15 times. And some wonderful passages there in Romans that we'll look at as well along the way. There's many contexts in which the word hope is to be found. And if you do a word search on your own, you will find them for sure. The Hebrew word for hope is tikvah. Tikvah. And it means, basically, expectation. So hope is not a cross your fingers, you know, hope that something's going to happen. Hope in the Bible, even with the Hebrew word, means an expectation. An expectation of something that is going to take place. The Greek word is elpis. Elpis, and it means to anticipate, usually with pleasure, expectation, or confidence. So both of those two terms, it's not wishful thinking or, you know, hope so kind of thing, but it's a clear expectation of what is hoped for. So we can define hope as a confident expectation in whatever the context is, with anticipation of securing that which is hoped for. Small definition, it's a confident expectation of what will take place. And I checked the internet for interesting quotes on hope, and there are a pile of them, pages and pages and pages from all kinds of different people. But I found that most of them were from a humanistic perspective, and most of them were couched in some kind of despair or trouble. You need to have hope if you're depressed or going through some rough times. And so they would have all of these little quips to try and encourage hope. I'm not going to give you any of them because I don't think they were worthy to be passed on. But I find that hope doesn't have to come out of despair. Hope doesn't have to come out of trouble. And besides, the Bible gives us far greater aspects of hope than the world does. Because as our verse says, the Lord God is my hope. There is no other sustainable, eternal, omnipotent place for hope than our God. So whether it's out of despair or turmoil or trouble, okay, we can find hope in the Lord. But even if when life is going good and we're provided for and everything is going right, there's still hope that we can have. Hope's not so much dependent upon despair or trouble. Hope is in the person of God himself, and that is always rightly placed. There is no other sustainable, eternal, omnipotent place for hope than in our God, and that can happen all the time. Now, a couple of things that I had mentioned earlier, back in January, some technical notes. In Psalm 71, verse 5, you'll notice that the term thou, what is thou? Second person singular, right? So second person singular, modifying the Lord God. This is very personal. It's very intimate. His hope is the Lord. And speaking directly to the Lord in a second person singular. You'll also notice in the verse, he says, thou art my hope, O Lord God. The word Lord is capital L, small o, R, D. That's the Hebrew word Adonai, meaning master. And then the word God is all capital letters. That's the Hebrew word Jehovah. Now, usually in our King James Bible, it's Lord, all capital letters, that is the Hebrew word Jehovah. But there are a few instances in which Jehovah is translated into English as God, all capital letters. And here is one of those cases. The The word Jehovah obviously is the self-existing one, the almighty God, the one who just is, the great I Am. And usually, as we mentioned, Jehovah is translated by, in our English, as Lord, all capital letters. But 310 times in the Bible, it is translated God, all capital letters, which is interesting. And it's mostly given this way when God is connected to the Lord, as it is here in this verse. O Lord God. So Adonai, Master, Jehovah, God is the sequence, and that occurs 130 times in the Bible. Just an interesting note along the way, if you're wondering why God is capital letters and Lord is small. Also note the connection, which we already did, between hope and trust. The word Hebrew word for trust is mibtach, and it means a refuge. And then extending from that, it means a security and confidence. Now, this Hebrew word, mibtach, translated trust, is also translated as hope in the verse that we have before us in Jeremiah 17, 17. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. In that verse, hope is this mibtach, which gets translated as trust in Psalm 71. There's a lot of overlapping from the Hebrew words, because they're so expressive that several English terms are used to translate those terms. And both Psalm 71 verse 5, our theme verse, Jeremiah 17:7 are two of three verses in which the Bible have hope and trust in them. Three places in the Bible you have hope and trust put together in the verse. The third one is Job 8:14, which says, whose hope shall be cut off and whose trust shall be a spider's web. Not very strong kind of thing. You'll have to look up the verse and see the context that he's speaking of here. So we've looked at Psalm 71 verse 5, both first Sunday as well as last Wednesday at prayer meeting. But let me say this as we move ahead here. Hope is essential. We get a lot of stuff about what's essential and what's not essential these days. I would say to you that hope is essential. Essential for our spiritual lives, especially, but also for our physical life too. And we know from the scriptures that hope is one of the three things that abide. Right, we mentioned 1 Corinthians 13:13 this morning, and we'll mention it again right now, that now abideth faith, hope, charity. But the greatest of these is charity. Well, charity may be the greatest, but hope is also essential along with faith, as the three abiding Christian graces and virtues. So as we consider hope over this year, I trust that you too will see the essentialness of it in your life and in the lives of others around you, and seek to develop and strengthen that hope in your own life. Now let's go back to Jeremiah 17. Verse 7 is the verse that we want to zero in on for the next few moments. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. This verse is couched in a context of judgment from the Lord God against the people of Judah because of their sin and turning away from the Lord, the worshiping of other gods and idols and so on. And right in kind of the center of all of this is a wonderful verse that gives us hope. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. He shall be like a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat comes, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, that is, not worried at all, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. And then he says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And so in the midst of this encouragement to keep our hope and trust in the Lord, and the blessings that come from that, is the continued warning about the heart. You've got to watch your heart, guard it, because it's deceitful. And the evidence of that is in the children of Israel at this time, who were leaving the Lord and worshiping other things. And you know that Jeremiah ministered as a prophet in Jerusalem at the very time that Jerusalem was and the Judeans were taken away into captivity by Babylon. He was right there in all of that, and he's got some great things to say. He was really the only prophet that stood for the Lord and was used of the Lord to bring the truth to the people, but they rejected everything that the Lord said. And Jeremiah is often known as the weeping prophet. He just cried so much because his people were rejecting the word of the Lord and would not submit to him or obey his word. So Jeremiah 17:17 is an expression of great hope in the midst of some awful rejections of the word of God, turning away from him. So verse 7 once again says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Okay, so once again, hope is in that person of Jehovah God. And that leads to trusting in him then along the way. So this is the other verse where trust and hope are put together along with Psalm 71, verse 5. In this verse, trust in the Lord comes first in its sequence, followed by hope, who the Lord is. And once again, this is in the person of the Lord God Jehovah. And may I interject at this point in time, when we read Lord God in the Old Testament, we understand that for us today, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Since his incarnation into this world, he is God in the flesh. So whenever you read about Lord, Jehovah, and God in the Old Testament, we must think of the Lord Jesus as he has come into this world. Who is our hope, believer? Our hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other one who can be our hope, only him. Since he has come to be our Savior and our Lord, he also is our hope. No other man could be our hope. No angel can be our hope. The devil is no creature worthy of our hope. Only Jesus Christ. And to prove that, consider what Paul said to Timothy. 1 Timothy 1:1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Here Paul acknowledged that for all of us who know Christ as Savior, he indeed is our hope, the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope as believers. And to Titus, Paul wrote in Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The blessed hope, which we'll talk about another time, is the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus, when he will come to take us home to be with himself. And so once again, our hope is Christ. And what a blessing that's going to be when he appears to take us home. So let us be mindful that today, as believers in Christ, our hope is a person. It is the person of the Lord Jesus. And whenever you read Lord God in the Old Testament, you need to also understand that that's Jesus Christ as well. Now, in Jeremiah 17:7, the thing that to note here in this verse, we've already talked about trust and already talked about hope. The thing to note here is that for the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is, there is great, first word, blessing. There is great blessing to him. And we could think and meditate upon blessing quite a lot, and in many various areas of life in which we can see God's blessing poured out. Let me give you a couple of technical things. The Hebrew word translated blessing is barak. And no, that doesn't mean the president, ex-president of the United States, Barack Obama. The word barak means to kneel, adore, and bless. In the context that we have here in Jeremiah 17:7, it is to be blessed on account of trusting in the Lord and having him as one's hope. So think about it. Your hope is Jesus Christ. And when your hope is him and you are trusting in him, what will be the result? There will be blessing. There will be God's wonderful pouring out into blessings into our lives. The word bless in all of its forms, past tense and all the old English blesseth and all that kind of stuff, the word bless occurs 522 times in our Bibles. It begins in Genesis 1, verse 22, first time that bless is used. You know what that verse says? It says, and God blessed them. Who's them? Genesis 1. Adam and Eve. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let fowl multiply in the earth. God's blessing upon Adam and Eve, our very first parents, was to be fruitful and multiply. You think they had kids in the garden? I've asked that question before. Personally, I think they did. But that's for another time. God blessed them, and part of that blessing was to have offspring, to be fruitful in their marriage relationship, and to multiply on the earth. So that's the first place where bless is used. The last, all the way through the scriptures, the very last place where bless is used is Revelation 22:14. Which says this, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city. And of course, we know Revelation 22 is the very last chapter of the Bible. So from the first chapter to the last chapter of the Bible, you have blessing all the way through for those who will keep God's commandments, who will obey him, who will trust him, whose hope will be also in him. Great blessings. And you can look for many others as well as you read through the scriptures. The Bible book with the most places where bless is used is in the book of Psalms, obviously. 102 times in Psalms. Genesis has 89 times. Deuteronomy, of all places, 52 times the word bless is to be found. And in the New Testament, it's the book of Luke. Gospel of Luke has 30 occurrences of the word bless, much more than any other of the New Testament books. And so once again, I say to you, a word study in the word bless would be a great study as well. You'd have to give yourself a few days to do that because of the number of occurrences that there are. Bottom line is, from Jeremiah 17:7, is that there is blessing for each and every person who trusts the Lord and who has the Lord as his hope. Do you wish to be blessed? Say yes. Well, that sounds like my dad. Yes, of course, we want to be blessed. Well, there is a blessing for everyone who has their hope as the Lord. So if we want to be blessed by God's good hand, then we need to keep our trust in the Lord. Make sure that your hope is the Lord continually. And no matter what the circumstances are or become in your life, we need to keep our hope and trust to be the Lord God, Jehovah, and the Lord Jesus himself. No matter the situations that we may find ourselves in or that are forced upon us, with Christ as our hope, we will be blessed, right? We will be greatly blessed. So do a hope check on your life. And see what maybe some things that need to change or you need to strengthen or shore up in terms of hope in your life in these days. Are you bothered by what man or princes are doing, or do you trust the Lord no matter what man may do? I'll leave you with these last two verses, the very center verses of the entire Bible, I'm told. Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9, supposed to be the middle verse of the whole Bible. Those two verses say, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in princes," i.e., presidents, prime ministers, premiers. Better to trust the Lord than to put your trust in man or even the powers that be, it seems to me. And so as we put our trust in him, there will be a blessing and not a burden. And even though we may have to suspend services during a lockdown, we can still be blessed and not burdened by that, because our hope is the Lord Jesus. And he is the one I commend to you for day by day understanding of what's going on in our lives within the world around us. So I hope that's a little bit of encouragement, maybe some edification for you tonight in terms of our hope. And we'll look at, throughout the course of the year, we'll look at other passages and places where the Bible speaks about hope. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your goodness to us, for your care for us. We thank you that there is no better place for us to put our hope. We understand that Israel in Jeremiah's day, we're trusting in everything else but thyself. And we want to learn the lesson that no matter what comes along, our hope and our trust needs to be in thyself. I thank you for saving us from our sins through our Savior, the Lord Jesus, his work on the cross, our faith and trust in him, and our trust in him. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to keep our hope always as the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that he has said that in the world we will have trouble and tribulation, but he has overcome the world, so we need to be cheerful and we need to be glad. And we thank you for all that you continue to do for us in these strange days in which we are living right now. I pray that you would just encourage our hearts with your word, and that we may be careful to keep our hope as the Lord Jesus Christ from this day forward. Bless your word to our hearts tonight, we ask in Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen.